Saturday AM Live with Vance Roger.
All right, everyone. I want to welcome you all to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. And now that we've muted out the physical fitness fanatics out there all over North America, I'm always laughing because it humors me because there's very few happy joggers or happy walkers out there. I mean, we see people all the time are riding a bike. They always look like, you know, they're constipated. And I can't figure out if you really, really enjoy something and you're doing it for the element of staying in shape. If you're going to exercise, why don't you be happy about it? Because it does produce fantastic results. As someone just said that, you know, going down 2 belt sizes in a month just from getting out and walking. Oh, it's huge. And, you know, this is why Vance lives in a 3-story house and has a 2.5-year-old toddler that I chase around all day long because she keeps me physically fit and on my toes. And so, anyways, let's get into today, to this morning's call and our wonderful guest, Elaine Matthews. And just as a reminder, at the end of the call, after we bid farewell to Elaine, I've got several announcements that I know you'll want to stay tuned to. And then also, as we've been doing, we open up the line. If you've got questions, then I'll do my best to come up with answers. And if I don't, maybe I'll just make something up. No, I try not to do that, but I will seek the source of the intel and get it back to the group. So let's get underway. Elaine, first of all, good to have you on the line.
Thank you, Vance. It's an honor to be on here. Thank you so much.
And you caused my heart to skip a little beat there for about a half of a nanosecond, because when I say something like that and then there's that pause, I think, oh, where did she go? I know she was just here because I know I three-wayed her in. But, Elaine, you are not a newcomer to Neken. You've been around the Neken family for the last, 15 years now?
Yes.
And what's funny to me is that Neken, as an organization, as a Neken family, amongst network marketing companies, being one of the big five, you've got Amway, Shaklee, Herbalife, Mary Kay, and Neken. I'd love to put Avon in that list, but Avon's not a true network marketing company. In that big five, those names that I just mentioned, those companies, they've all seen their 30th birthday. And what is fascinating to me that continue, and you're a perfect example of this, is that we have one of the strongest, we hold on to retention. We have one of the strongest retentions of even those other four big companies because of number one, I think it's the biggest draw for Nekenites is the solutions that Neken's been provided over the years, and you're another perfect example of that, but also the sense of family. And I know that's part of the draw for you. And Elaine, as I typed up in my email that I sent out yesterday, Neken literally turned your life around after the occupational hazard of working in a toll booth on the Pennsylvania Turnpike for 15 years, breathing in all that wonderful, wonderful, that great attribute that comes out of the exhaust pipe of automobiles. And I had this one thought. Did any of you or any of your coworkers ever wear the mask to prevent that?
No, none of us wore a mask. And the diesel fumes from the trucks, I think, were the worst. And the cars were bad, but thank the good Lord that they changed that exhaust, you know, years back, that we didn't smell the fumes like, you know, the old cars. I'm an oldie but goodie, I guess, and you know, the old cars, they really put out the fumes.
Yeah, the EPA and DEQ has done wonderful, wonderful things, because I know that as one Zulu, one of our guests listening right now from Bangladesh, I visited places like India and lived overseas in third world countries, and it's a big deal that when you have different laws on the land or in countries that help clean up things like that. But what were one of the things, and I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the environmental hazards of breathing exhaust fumes, because we all kind of know I love the way that Ed Foreman talks about people who are addicted to nicotine. And I'm not coming down on them, but he always makes light of it that, you know, if you're going to smoke to relax, well, you know, you could do it a whole lot faster just by going and wrapping your lips around the exhaust pipe of your car. Because it'll relax you really quick. Not so sure that that's kind of the relaxing effort you want, but breathing that day after day after day for 15 years, and you did the night shift, was that by choice because you had a family that you wanted to be with during the day, or what caused you to do that?
Well, excuse me, there was no way in the beginning I would get day shift. That's by seniority. So it was 3:11 or the midnight shift I could pick from. And I chose the midnight because 3:11 was a lot more traffic and a lot more fumes. And
okay.
I knew what it was doing to my body and how it was affecting me, plus on my family life, too. You know, I could rearrange things better if I worked the midnight shift.
Now, so tell us, for some of us who have never worked graveyard, what would your typical day be like? When did you sleep?
I slept when I got home. I worked from 11:15 to 7:15 in the morning. I'd get home usually about 8 a.m. And I'd talk to my mom. My mom, in the beginning she didn't live with me. My son was 16 when I started on the turnpike. But later, I'd talk to her or my son a little bit, and then I'd go to bed. And I'd sleep from 8 to 1 or 8 to 3, depending on the schedule of the day. I worked really hard to get at least 5 hours in, but the max I usually got was 7. And I would sleep straight through. I didn't want to be interrupted, and I would turn my phone off in the bedroom. And I remember them building outside and all that, and I would just run a fan, and I could go to sleep. With that sleep mask on my face and in that NECAM sleep system, I could go to sleep. And you know, being on the turnpike, dealing with those fumes, I had allergies. I had some sinus problems and headaches, and it turned into bronchial asthma, and I could not breathe either in my sinuses or in my lungs, and I was on a lot of medications, and I was getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and for 6 months, I didn't know what to do until I decided I was very fortunate, you know, I heard about NECAM in 1997, July, from my brother, and Dave Stalskus is from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, and now I live in western Pennsylvania, but Dave was back there, and he was starting a group, and I learned from him and his wife, Ellie. They had a daughter that had asthma, and I learned so much from them, and it just helped me, and I got that sleep system. And my body started coming back, and the sleep mask I got. And in 3 months, I was off 7 of my 8 medications. And I was back. And I tell you, I was so sick, I didn't think I could keep my job. My doctor was very concerned. I remember him telling me at one point, I was bouncing around in the beginning on different shifts. They had me on because I was a new person. And he told me, he said, get on one shift and stay on it. He said, you've got to do that if you're going to beat this with the asthma in your breathing. And, it worked. With the sleep system, it turned my life around. It gave me, and sleep, I slept like I never slept before. And I had sleep apnea. I was on the CPAP, was one of the things I was on. And I even got off of that.
What you're saying to us, Elaine, is that even with, because I know I've talked to several people who have talked about, and I know that to Maureen Durkin was one that really brought this to light, because as a ER nurse, and she literally, I think the term she used was, she said, I got off on, you know, I just loved working that graveyard shift. For some reason, it was like an adrenaline rush. And she said, the problem is that our bodies, the human being, is not nocturnal. We are designed to, when it's dark, our bodies are designed to sleep. And next time I get Roger Drummer to share on the call, he's been reading a book that he said is not for a common person. It's really, really hardcore technical. But he said that the whole premise of the book is how the body adjust to the sleep patterns that we should be getting, and also the seasons of life that, you know, shorter days in the winter, longer days in the summer, and even affecting the body chemistry, that when we have longer days in the summer, that our bodies are more susceptible and more adapted to eating foods that are more of a sugary type, you know, stuff that's fresh, fruits and vegetables, but mostly fruits that are, have a sweeter thing, and that our body adjusts, and so that if we throw that off. So anyhow, but it's just interesting to talk about the importance of sleep when you're talking about dealing with asthma, because most folks would immediately gravitate towards the environmental issue of, well, you got to get an air unit. You got to get the Nikken, you know, Kinko air unit in your home to clean it up. But it doesn't sound like you even started there. You started with the sleep system.
Yes, they didn't have it back then, 15 years ago, the air system. All I did was that sleep system and that sleep mask. And I, you know, Nikken didn't have near the products they have today, not even the water system. And, I just, you know, I always said when you worked the midnight shift, when I worked that, I, most of the time I was out there somewhere. I wasn't really present, if you know what I mean, because I was not getting the sleep that I needed. I was falling asleep driving to work. Thank goodness for the rumble strips on the side of the turnpike. You know, because they woke me up many a time, going to work or coming home in the morning. You know, you just don't get that quality sleep when you're out of the rhythm. And once I got in that sleep system, man, I slept and I was back. I was present. I was focused. I was here. And it just changed my life.
And I would imagine that as Nikken evolved into what we have now with the Nature Rest sleep system, did you see a big change when you, I mean, I'm presuming you upgraded. Was there significant for you having this kind of history with sleep?
Yes. The more they improved with the sleep system, the better I did and the better I got down, you know, with my health. I had migraine headaches. I had the reflux, the heartburn, the irritable bowel. You know, I have a fusion to my neck, a herniated disc surgery. A bad ankle that would swell and throb and ache and hurt when I'd stand on that concrete and I put those inserts in, and then all the discomfort, the agony went away.
Wow.
And it changed my life, and it gained me back in my late 40s. You know, I tell people today I feel better than I felt in my 40s because I was so sick.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, and that's one of the beautiful things about Nikken is that the concept of a wellness home, that it starts with something, and when we start doing that, because you're breaking down each one of the different solutions when it comes to sleep, water, air, nutrition, that when we start making that decision that, hey, we're gonna start tweaking these things, it does make a big improvement. Yeah, I want to talk about your mom, okay? 86 years old, has a surgery, because a back surgery, because she's dealing with some major things, and even after the surgery, she's still got things of, and I think it was this way you shared it with me, because I scribbled down some notes here, dropped foot with no feelings in her legs or feet, she could not walk at the age of 86. Now, 86 is not a spring chicken. You've got some mileage underneath you. However, at the same time, I have several friends that are in their 80s who are just the epitome and of life energy, and, you know, but these are Nikken folks who understand vital wellness. So what happened with your mom after the surgery and after she couldn't do the things she should have been able to do?
My mom was super active. I mean, she could outwork me, outwalk me because of my asthma. In her 80s, she heard about Nikken, was introduced from my brother, her son, at 79. I joined Nikken. She eventually did too, underneath of me. And it changed her life. And that when she had that surgery, she had terrible pain, discomfort in her legs. And we ended up in the hospital with a terrible, her blood pressure was 240 over 120. That was a stroke ready to happen. You know, and that's how much pain she was in. After the surgery, those legs were gone. they could stick a needle in, and she could not feel her legs and just dangled and hung. And my daughter-in-law is a physical therapist assistant, well, and my son is in the medical field also. And they came back. They were in western Pennsylvania. And they couldn't, they picked Grandma up, one under each arm, and Amy saying, come on, kick your legs, Grandma. Come on, we're going to put you down. There was nothing. She could not do anything. Amy told me later, and my son, they didn't think she'd ever walk again. The doctors in Reading, that's what they told me. And she went in the nursing home. I took her wellness home, in her wellness room, to the hospital. I put the pad down, the pillow, the comforter, everything you can have back then. You know, I think it was 2004, if I'm correct, yeah, 2004. And the water system, you know, and the vitamins and the nutrition. I gave her everything I could. But the big thing I did is I, that old palm mag that just ran and ran, I put it at her tailbone when she could sit in her wheelchair or recliner. And she had inserts, she had necklaces. She had the works, let me tell you. What Nikan had back then, she had there at the nursing home.
So
everybody,
I'm trying to picture this, Elaine. You shoved the palm mag, which is not a small little thing, like a power mag. You shoved it in her wheelchair, so that had to be. I mean, that is the worst type of lumbar support you could ask for. But you shoved it down there, and you just turned it on.
Yeah, what I did is I took a pillow, and I would put the pillow, you know, at her back, and you know, we would put the palm mag at the tailbone. Turn the ball away from her so it wasn't poking her.
Yeah.
Put the smooth side against her, okay? And with the pillows there, you know, she was a small petite lady, so she had enough room to sit, and with the pillows, it did not bother her. So she didn't feel it, per se, but it wasn't long. She felt tingling and prickling in those legs.
Mm.
And she did not want to use it. She fought with me. Well, we went to the neurosurgeon, and we explained the situation, and when she said, you know, she doesn't want to use it, she doesn't like the tingling and prickling, he said, Avis, you have to use that. He said, if you feel anything in those legs, you have to use it. Something's happening. I want you to know, 2 months later, my mom, at 86 years old, walked out of that nursing home with a walker down the hall, got in the car by herself, and came home. And I'll tell you, nobody's ever going to tell me these puppets don't work. I was, boy, I signed up so many people at that nursing home, you know, because of my mom and what happened.
Well, I think, and, you know, and what fascinates me, Elaine, is that, excuse me, our culture has come to this place that, and I found this a lot out in the last couple of weeks, having a dear friend, Stephen B. Stevens, pass away, and I told people, I knew Stephen for, I first met him back in the early 80s, and I said, you know, it's been about 30 years that, you know, I was a kid during part of that, but I've known him for about 30, 34 years, somewhere, something like that, and I said, oh, so he must have been young. And I said, oh, you're 71. And then the response was, oh, okay. And it was all the, it's as if our culture has become acceptant of the fact that once you hit a certain age, and I don't know what that magic age is, that it's okay to be as exactly in the same scenario as your mom at 86, that she shouldn't be able to walk, shouldn't be able to have a normal, healthy lifestyle and function and that kind of thing. And I don't know why that is, but it's just we've become callous to it. And so your mom walks out of the nursing home 2 months later, and then what was life like for her then?
Well, she came and lived with me, and before long she was walking around the house with even no walker, no cane, no nothing, just holding on to some furniture and getting around really well. Well, the body energizer came out. We started using that. Well, it got better yet. We were traveling to my brother in Texas, her brother in California. We were flying. I mean, she was going. The family couldn't believe it. Everything, Mom was vibrant. I mean, she was alive. Her mind, her memory, I think, was actually better than mine. I think those shoes were really affected me in a lot of ways on the turnpike. And, you know, we did as much traveling as we could. And at 89, she had congestive heart failure and kidney failure.
Oh, wow.
And that was from, they did some surgery on her nose and her head for skin cancer. Too much anesthesia. Too much in the top of the head where the big sore was.
Mm-hmm.
My son is a PA, a physician assistant, works in dermatology. He said, doesn't happen often, Mom, but I'm sure that's, she couldn't handle a lot of medication. She had bad reactions, believe me. As I'm going to tell you, that's what led to the congested heart failure and kidney failure, all that at the brain. And Chad agreed with me, that's what happened. She ended up in the nursing home. Again, the wellness room, everything there, and now they have the air, now they have more, you know. I think they had the air back then, I can't remember, really. But anyway, whatever they had, believe me, was there. And, you know, she lay in bed with oxygen for 2 months, you know, not really getting out of bed much at all. And Chad said to me, I don't think she's going to make it this time, Mom.
Mm. Wow.
I'll tell you what, 5 months later, her heart that was working at 34% was now working at 44%. She was out of bed with her walker, walking the halls again, and died at 89 years old. And where was she but in that sleep system, in that bed?
Yeah.
And I truly believe in my heart, you know, it helped me with my asthma, it helped my mom, you know, in that situation. It helped her to walk again, too, I'm sure, the quality sleep. It's just, I still have that same old green and white, what do they call it, Palm Mag, I think is the old one, and I still run it at times in bed because, you know, because I'm having aches and pains, too, just like everyone else.
Well, because you do, and you know that it's foolish not to do it because you know that it works, you know the vitality of it, it's no different than, you know, we all know that we should drink a certain amount of water every day, but sometimes we forget or if we're on the go, and you know, whatever, and then we can't figure out why we're dealing with headaches or why we're got this ache or whatever, and all of a sudden we just drink a bunch of water and yeah, get some real salt in us and get the jade green enzymes going, and all of a sudden things start clicking again. Or maybe we were wearing shoes that didn't have our insoles in it. Lord forbid, those of us who are Nikonites, that wouldn't get, doesn't happen that often. Before I want to conclude our conversation here with talking about what you've experienced in the business realm and where you're at in your Nikon tenure at this point. But there's something that you've keyed in on here that I want to mention, and it's something that in a conversation I had last week with Roger Drummer, and it's the importance of utilizing these solutions that Nikon's given us to stay grounded. And you are the perfect example of that, in that even in the with both you and your mom being in the worst possible environment, and somebody had a term for a nursing home, I think it was the term they used was a death warehouse. Which is just terrible, absolutely terrible to say, you know, call it that. However, there's not a whole lot of life that goes on, and it's not expected that people would actually even turn around. However, again, going back to what, you know, Roger Drummer had said, that Nikon solutions give us the opportunity to be grounded and stay grounded to absorb and to benefit from the natural. Basically, the benefits that are out there in the earth, whether it's negative ions, magnetics, far infrared, full spectrum, you know, the natural sunlight. I mean, all these things that we get to bring into our home or into our nursing home, wherever we're residing, and literally give us the best quality of life. And I love the fact that it doesn't, for some people, it doesn't happen overnight, as we saw in the way you shared with your mom. And then other people, it can happen almost instantly. But here's the thing that I really want to draw to bring to the point here, is that you keep talking about the biaxial palm mag, which we don't have anymore, because the evolution of technology has continued down a path that has allowed us to take something like that that has moving parts and put it into something like the Dynaflux technology. Therefore, we have it in a non-moving part, but we get some of the same benefit. Now, we may not feel it as quickly, or because our mind is going, hey, it's not moving. How on earth could it penetrate? But it's still there. And I think that's something that those of us who have been at this 5, 10, 15, 20 years have got to come to terms with, that technology is always changing. And we're going to see that. It's going to, you know, evolve. And it's been said many times that Nikon is in the process right now of retooling and rebuilding some of our core products so that we can be better positioned for the future. You know, we don't have to plug something and it doesn't run on batteries. It's great if we use the power mag that we have now that replaced the palm mag, but the way technology has evolved, it's going a different direction. So just that thought just kind of kept permeating as you were sharing, Elaine, that...
I used a new disc on my neck, you know, where the fusion on the back, where the herniated disc surgery actually was. And it really helps when I wear the necklace all the time, but sometimes I put that down, and it just, you know, it works. It really works. The new technology is incredible.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that we've got to kind of stay abreast of what's going on, and we think, well, why do I need those, or why do I need that, the one I've got? And I've run into this all the time. Well, why do I need that new water system? What's so great about the waterfall? You know, the counter unit that we have that we bought in, you know, 2000, 2001 works great. And then we move it over to the Philips, the optimizer pitcher, and then we spin it for 9 minutes. And here's the point of contention for me. The cost that it, and they will end, I believe it's this year, to replace all three of the filters in that original, you know, PiMag 2000 water unit at $160-some. Well, you could spend another $130 and get a whole brand new state-of-the-art, you know, 21st century technology waterfall that does everything that both those units did individually, and ours does it all in one. So it's something to consider in making that transition. And I know there's a lot of people out there that say, well, I just want to upgrade the filters. Well, this isn't your mom and dad's Cadillac or your grandparents' Cadillac. We've got to get with the times, and we've got to make the transition. Elaine, you have recently, in the last couple months, broke out your fifth silver in your trek to platinum, and you utilized the new 12,000 points. Talk about that. Tell us about that, and what happened. Because again, 15 years with Nikon, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm at this level, I'm not going to advance any further, and I'm, you know, this is fine with me. You know, kind of go into that Eeyore complex, and I'm not saying that of anybody, I'm just saying this is kind of sometimes how I feel, that, well, I'm content where we're at, you know, we'll just stay here. Obviously, that's not the case for you. Why?
Well, I decided the end of last year, and I went down to the Royal Alliance in, when was that, back in May, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of last year, I decided that I needed to do something more with my weight. I lost about 40 pounds since I came out here from Lancaster County, but I needed to do more because I'm diabetic, and I didn't want to take that medication, and I wanted to get my numbers in order.
Now, you said you lost. I have to correct you, and many listeners will know where I'm going to go with this. I don't think that you're going to go out and hunt for that 40 pounds, are you?
No, I'm trying to find a better word to use there than lost. You're absolutely right.
Just dropped, shed, donated.
Okay.
You were a benevolent giver. You gladly chose to walk away from it because you did not want to be friends with that 40 pounds anymore. You said, that's it. Nope, you're gone.
Nope.
Okay, so how long did it take you to donate that 40 pounds?
Well, I've been out here. It was about after my mom passed away at 91, I got real serious about it. And probably in a year, I lost 30 of it, and then the next year, I lost 10.
Okay, so a good...
And now I lost another 10, five, I'll say.
Okay.
About five this year.
No, you didn't lose it. You donated it. You
yes,
dropped it.
I donated. I dropped it.
You'll get it.
Don't
worry. See, you have to understand, Elaine, when I jump on the scale periodically every couple of weeks, it keeps telling me the same thing. And what it tells me is that there's a 45-pound difference to where I was a few years ago. And both of our eldest two daughters, they look at these pictures that sometimes circulate out and say, Daddy, wow, look at your face.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you swallowed a ball.
Yeah.
So, but it's for me, it was 45 total, and it took a few years to get there, but it was changing the culture, changing my mindset as well. So, sorry, I don't want to deviate onto that too much, but so you dropped 40 pounds, and you went to the Royal Alliance meeting last spring.
Yeah.
And
Molly is a good friend of mine from Ohio, and she introduced me to Bertie Craney, and he was on the call. And I got on the call, and I got active in the call, and I made my list and my goals, and I posted them, and I read it every day, and it changed me. When I went out of the house, I was a different person going out of the house. On the phone, I was a different person. And I'd read that every day, and my affirmations, and I got focused. And I tell you, my numbers went from 240-something in the morning with my diabetes in December of last year down to 106, 104 in the 90s. In 3 months, I was pumping, and I was losing weight. And I was not exercising a whole lot, but I was busier with me.
You know what? I have to ask this question. You said 240 down to 106?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, that's huge, absolutely huge. What was one of your goals that would help contribute that? What would you read aloud to yourself every day to make that happen?
I just kept saying, I am vibrant, I am young, I am able to get in, I won't say what size, but, I would read, I don't have my affirmation right here where I am right now, but I would just go on saying positive things that what I look like.
Sure.
I look good in a swimming suit, da-da-da, that kind of thing. I was focused on losing not as much weight as bringing those numbers down and getting, and I gave, Roger Dromer had a lot to do with this. I've heard him speak so many times, and he kept saying, if you give up everything white in your diet, you can do this. And that's what I did. I gave up sugar. I gave up everything white. I was really eating well, and I was doing well, and that's what brought my numbers down, the fact that I gave up everything white. And, I just concentrated. I drank a lot of the water, the Mekam water. I just ate a lot more vegetables and salads and good stuff for myself.
Sure. No, and that little phrase right there, gave up everything white, is so powerful. And we as Americans, oh, my goodness gracious, we cannot part with that for some reason, because we think we're entitled to it. And we think that we owe it to ourselves to have a treat every day or every meal or, whatever. And it's flabbergasting to me to think about that. And I don't want to talk about that. So we didn't get to the core issue of my question of, okay, so you read your goals, you wrote them down, you read them every day, and you're out talking to people, it changed your mindset. And this new silver that you recently broke, was it somebody already in your organization or a new person?
Yes, these people, Donna was the first person I signed up when I came out here. She was a nurse at John 23rd out here. I brought my mom out with me when we came out here, and she went into the nursing home at 90 years old. She came out here. They thought I was absolutely crazy taking her out of that nursing home back home, bringing her out here. Anyway, we got out here. Donna signs up. We put Kim under Donna, her sister. We're building this leg. I meet all these Amish people. We're building this leg over the years. Along comes a lady, Ruth Roberts, who's an RN, who comes into NECAN because Dennis Williams came to town in May after I came back from the Royal Alliance. I had a big event here, and Dennis came, and I had all these wonderful leaders from Ohio that came. I don't want to mention names because I might forget somebody.
That's okay.
But they're these wonderful leaders. And from Pittsburgh, Kathy and Dr., you know, there were just so many people that came to support this. Ruth came out of that. She saw this through Kim, what happened to Kim. She saw it, and through me and some of the others. She caught on fire with this, pushing this volume up. And it knocked Kim and then Donna above her to silver, this volume. In 3 months, they went silver because they could do June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth just went silver last month because of July, August, and September. She moved to Florida in the process the end of September and also went to silver right at the end of the month. So the lady, the stress she was under and to perform the way she did, my hat is off to her, and she is such a blessing to this organization and to me, Ken, and to all the people she has shared this with and helped. And you know, now we're working with one more lady that's in that leg that hopefully will go silver this month that signed Ruth up, was at the expo that name. Her name is Terry, and we're working with Terry. So it looks like, you know, we're close. We're close. It's going to happen. There's no doubt it's going to happen.
Right, and what?
Got to have that attitude.
You know, and that's, I think, the crucial thing that you've stated here is that writing goals, reading them every day, making a decision, where do I want to be? And if we break down the five pillars and say, okay, and you obviously did that because you had some goals when it came to your blood sugar, because it's no fun being a diabetic. And I'm not one, but I've been around enough people, and it's almost a prison sentence of having to check your blood sugar, making sure you're eating the right things and drinking the right things and staying active. But to be able to have your numbers drop to what they did, that is just absolutely, truly wonderful in so many different ways. But I love the fact also, too, not a but the beautiful thing is it didn't just affect your physical body, but affected your mind, it affected your business, and I'm sure your family dynamics have changed. And, I mean, every single one of those five pillars have drastically changed. And the beautiful thing that we have, and I know you will attest to this, is that having that three consecutive months to make it to silver is so much more fun and easier than doing 20K in 1 month. Yes or no?
Absolutely, absolutely. I remember the month I went silver and what happened, and oh my goodness. You know, it's so much more fun to do it in 3 months, work with these people. You know, the Royal Alliance website is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much information there. There's just so much out there. And Rick Murphy's website, you know, the Pathfinder, and Dennis Williams. I mean, I can go on and on and name, and I don't want to leave anybody out.
Right.
Because there's so much out there that is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, the convention is coming. I'm excited about that. I wanted to go to the convention, you know, and I'm just excited about all that. I'm going to see my aunt in San Fran. She lives up there, and excuse me, she's 85 years old, doing pretty well, an RN, so retired RN, I should say. So I'm going to see her on my little trip to the West Coast.
Well,
I'm excited.
I know there's people that are on the line right now that have texted me and are looking forward to putting a face with the voice out in San Diego next weekend, and so you've already got a little fan club, and so don't be shocked if people come up to you and say, "I heard you last Saturday. Oh my goodness, we need to exchange information. Can I call you?" You know, that kind of thing. Because Elaine, your story. You have experienced, you've gone to hell and back, bottom line, with what you've experienced physically with both yourself, with your mom, and I'm sure there, during 15 years, you've seen a myriad of other people who have experienced a complete life change as well. But I think the biggest thing, the most important one, is just you, is you, because you know this, that if you're going to help other people, if we're going to help other people, we've got to get our own lives. Not that we have to be perfect. None of us are ever going to be perfect. We just need to get things in check, and we need to strive to live those five pillars and keep things in balance, and you're obviously doing that. So I want to thank you for taking 30, 35 minutes out of your schedule. We went to 40. I know I asked for 30, and you gave me 40. So thank you for the extra 10 minutes, because you've definitely encouraged. I know people are listening, and then those who will be listening online. And again, as I always say, if you have somebody that you know that would relate to Elaine's story, and you don't think you can do a three-way call with her or whatever, well, leverage this conversation. SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and it's where all the recordings for the past, oh goodness, 6-7 years have ended up, thanks to our good friend Steve Crowfoot, who records these. So that's where it's at, and just scroll down until you see Elaine's name in bold red print, and click on it, and go from there. So, Elaine, I'm looking forward to seeing you, giving you a big Nikan hug next Saturday, or actually next Friday. We'll probably connect in San Diego. So thank you again.
Oh, thank you, Vance. It was an honor, and I just truly enjoyed it. If I can help anybody, that's what it's all about. That's my goal right now, and my purpose in life is to help people. I've been blessed so much in so many ways with this company and all the wonderful people I met. I was a country pumpkin at one time, if you know what I'm trying to say. Very shy, and didn't say much. We can have changed all that.
Well, obviously, because I'm not sensing there's a whole lot of shyness going on in Elaine Matthews much anymore.
Well, I enjoy life, and like my grandchildren say, you know, they're 9, 7, and the boy is 4, and they said, "Granny, I didn't know you could run," you know. So I am living a different lifestyle today, and I just joined the Y because I hit that magic number of the Medicare number, and I got it free, so I joined the Y, and I joined the health club, too. So now I'm picking that up. I'm just getting better. That's all I can do. I just want to get better.
Well, and that's what's going to evolve and overflow onto other people, because you're going to attract many, many, many people to you as you seek to get better. So, Elaine, thanks again. I'm going to let you go and say goodbye to everybody on the line next Saturday. Same time, same number. We'll be broadcasting from San Diego at Nikan's Leadership Conference. And so thank you again for listening, and have a fantastic weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.